7:19 on the morning news from Cairo Radio 97.3 FM. Here it is, October 1st, the debut of the healthcare exchanges. And
I'm on the website. It's trying to call it up.
WAHBExchange.org is working. That's where you get the estimates. But if you go to the health plan finder, it's a try again screen so far this morning. Let's go live to Democratic State Senator Karen Kaiser, represents the 33rd District. Karen, what's
going on, Dave? The website is not supposed to be up until 7:30.
Oh, 7:30.
You are a little early.
I thought it was 7.
7:30.
So in 10 minutes it'll be up. All right, so your prediction is it will all go smoothly?
You know, there'll be glitches. There's always glitches in new technology and new websites and so forth. But it is in all tests and stress tests that they've done, a solid, good, functional website that the citizens of Washington State can be using. We will be open for business today, and it will be open enrollment for 6 months. It doesn't all have to get done in the first day. Before people try to enroll, it's an important day for them to know they need a few pieces of information so they're not frustrated by the questions. If they want to enroll other members of their household, for instance, they need their social security numbers or their information, their identity information and their addresses and all of the details. Also, you need to know what your income and tax filing status is. So you maybe need your last W-2 form or something for filling out the details. That's if you're going to qualify for one of the subsidies in the exchange.
Karen, once this website is up and they have the information like you just outlined, who is this for? People have been hearing us talk about this for a while. Is this for people who don't have insurance, or can I, like, dump my company insurance and go with this?
If you have company insurance, it really wouldn't work for you to try to go into the exchange. But if you're laid off, if you lose your job, or if you decide you don't want to work at your job anymore, you won't have a crisis about getting health care. Right now, if someone is thinking about quitting their job, they're always concerned about what do they do about health care. They don't have to worry about that anymore. So this is for people that are called individual market customers. They purchase as an individual. A lot of people might be on COBRA benefits if they've been laid off, which are extremely expensive if you have former employer coverage. They can look at this marketplace and find that they'll be able to afford health care.
Now, the other concern that's come up, and we have to be brief here, Karen, it's the morning news after all. People are saying they're laying me off or they're cutting me to part-time work because of Obamacare, because of the way the incentives work. Is that a concern?
Well, we're watching that. The data doesn't bear that claim out. And if you talk to the Starbucks company, for instance, Howard
Schultz,
he's absolutely said that is not in the future. Amazon is saying they're hiring temps and part-time workers, and they will have health benefits. So, look, employers can choose not to provide health benefits to part-time workers. Large employers can choose to do that now, and many already do. So it's up to employers. It is their choice who they provide health care benefits to. What this marketplace is for all the individuals who work for small businesses that don't have health insurance plans, or for people who are entrepreneurs or self-employed or unemployed. They now will have an affordable, accessible option. It's really, I think it's a kind of freedom for people who are in the workplace, because now they don't have to calculate health care as something that is...
Right. So it's 7:30. 7:30, it'll be up, right?
7:30, and right. Not just today, you know, all the
Every
way
day.
Until March 31st, 2014.
Okay. State Senator Karen Kaiser. Thank you, Karen.
Bye-bye.